welcome to the second episode of The Bus Factor.
Yeah, the second episode. Bit better camera. Hopefully everyone can see a bit clearer.
Strictly speaking, it's the same camera. But
yeah,
the
same camera but different position and different settings.
Yeah, okay. We don't have a fader, so let's just hard cut this.
I guess we should say who that was.
Nice. That's true. It's I don't know if it's under attribution. Do you know, is the Creative Commons attribution required?
Just Creative Commons. I might say it somewhere in the description. But yeah, that was our intro song. Official intro song.
The Pirlo Vingabus.
Yeah. Thanks to whoever that is.
Pirlo, I guess his name is. Or maybe that's his, you know, artist name.
Oh, it still just doesn't even say which. Yeah, attribution. So yeah, we are attributing that right there.
Yeah, yeah. So we've also changed the audio setup this week. So hopefully
we've got someone on the chat.
Yeah.
And you might also note that we've got a red light runners like last week, but this one is starting at 2.
Oh yes, because we did notice multiple red light runners before the stream even started. These buses, they know no limits.
I mean, it is also a bit wet and bit dark.
Yeah, so I guess that makes them more likely to run red lights, doesn't it?
Yeah. What have we got there in the chat there?
It's, the angle's better this week. It is. It's a lot better. I definitely prefer this angle.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, brings out the bus's good side.
You can actually see the bad window cleaning now.
Yeah, so I think you could see it last week on the right. Now it's on the left. And, of course, by bad window cleaning, we mean no window cleaning, because when we got the window cleaner in for $20 or whatever it was, he wasn't willing to do all of them.
Well, I think he was willing to do all of them, but it would have just cost
us an extra $5. Yeah. We're going to buy a beer. We can't do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So buses are pretty calm at the moment. Hopefully some action will pick up. More traffic. Yeah.
There is a lot more traffic. And the camera angle we've actually positioned so you can kind of see when the turners go around.
There is two lanes there you might be able to just see in the bottom corner. So,
so you can kind of see the tops of the cars. I mean, we can see a bit more from our angle. So
we can see a lot more stuff if we lean over here.
Yeah. If we see stuff, we'll let you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we'll be sure to point it out with yells and screams. Okay. So what's our agenda for this week, Hugh? Oh, do we need to introduce ourselves? What does everyone know?
Oh, no, everyone kind of knows. I don't think we need to run through the entire agenda, because then what's
number one on the list?
Buses.
Buses. Okay, yeah. So have we got... I think we've got that covered.
Yeah, we got some buses.
In the first...
Do you want to know something funny that I heard just this morning at breakfast?
Okay, I wasn't at breakfast, so fill me in.
So you know last week how we had a bearded man standing at that pole across?
Yes, I remember. The angry bearded man with the cuss words.
So someone actually had another sign, and they were disappointed that we couldn't see them.
Oh,
they were
really
on the close side of the intersection, and I was like, yeah, we just can't see you.
What did the other sign say?
Probably similar.
Similar. More angry, more cuss words.
Yeah, maybe more angry.
Yeah, how the hell would we have seen them down there?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
Did they not check the stream before they went down to be mean to us?
Yeah, potentially not.
Jeez, some people.
But I do notice there is no angry signs anymore.
The only angry sign is actually in our office. Yeah. It's a nice sign. I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
It's going to be worth a lot. In 10 years' time, at the official Bus Factor party in Las Vegas, it's going to be very important that we keep that sign. So,
actually, yeah, a little shout out to the folks in Vegas.
Who's in Vegas at the moment?
Yeah,
everyone, right?
Yeah, there is quite a lot of people in Vegas.
Yeah.
Are there any people in Vegas on the chat at the moment?
Yeah, there should be some people on the chat. Well, at least, you know, watching the stream in Vegas. We got a coworker over there. And I believe this was meant to be broadcast across every available television. We have FM hijackers. We have MZ catchers that are going to just replace every request with it. So,
yeah. Well, I think this could be it. I can hear it.
Did you see that? That's a turner
on a red.
Oh, that was pretty bad. But still, that was...
I reckon that deserves a bump up of the
number.
Let's
bump that up. Jeez. It's happening this week. It's fucking happening. How do we do this again?
Remember we're meant to be a bit PC because there are children listening this episode.
Oh, yes. Okay. Sorry. It's all happening this week. It's gosh darn happening this week, isn't it?
It's truly gosh darn happening.
It's gosh darn happening. And you got to wonder who would let their kids listen to this trash.
This is classic good stuff.
Okay. Where are we? Oh, look at that.
What are you wanting to look at? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Don't say it.
Don't say what?
Don't say the number.
Oh, we're looking at a number.
Yeah, oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes. Okay, so let's watch the buses for one more cycle one before more we cycle? Get into anything.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we'll be watching the whole time, but you know how it is.
Yeah.
People come here for the buses. That's what they're here for.
I suppose it is. I mean, what does draw people here? I think we've got a turner here. No.
No walkers, though. That's interesting. So are people more cautious in the rain as well, I guess?
Actually, you can see the walkers on this side a bit more now. I like this new camera angle.
Yeah. It's, I mean, you can even see down here more. Look, we're going to switch to probably like a wide angle or something at some point. Yeah, as I said, we changed the audio setup, which cost real fucking money. So,
How do people like the audio setup?
Yeah, how was the audio this week? Because it has changed.
We had some complaints last week about the audio and the video.
The video was a lot worse last week, so hopefully... Yeah, let us know if that's working as well.
The last week's show is actually up on YouTube.
Yes, YouTube. So YouTube.com/TheBusFactor.
So it's just The Bus Factor.
Yeah, that's where it is. Probably going to get a domain at some point. Did you guys know,
don't
though?
Tell them. They might snag it up.
Well, okay. We won't talk about what specific domain we're going to get.
I'll quickly get it now.
No, it was fucking expensive. Some of these fucking domain registrars really charge a lot of money. Is it just... So here's a question. Here's an InfoSec-related question. Very, very tangentially. Is it justified for people like the fucking domain people? I can't remember who the official... ICANNs, I guess it is. They delegate like .xy to the United States of XYs, and they charge like $500 for a domain. Is that even justified? Like, I guess like they're small countries or whatever, but who even knows?
Got an intruder in the office.
Intruder in the office. These people just, they come in, they don't even care. Yeah. Look, I just consider it another viewer.
Oh, the door's open. The door's, like, wide open.
Oh, no. Ethan's getting all the rabble in. Well, the thing is, we have no FM this week, so it kind of makes sense that people want to...
Yeah, sorry, no FM.
Yeah, people will want to come in and listen to that, so...
It is actually quite nice being live in the office. We've had a few behind-the-scenes shots.
Oh, yeah, someone was posting them on Twitter, behind the scenes, because it takes a lot of prep,
doesn't it?
It
wasn't actually on Twitter, it was on our private...
Oh, that was private? Okay, yeah. That's better. I don't like people taking pictures
of me. Well, remember, the other side of our show notes is just sensitive.
Sensitive, very sensitive. We put a lot of effort into the show, so... Okay, we actually missed, I think, that last cycle. Oh, no, it was we had a runner, right?
I kind of kept a half eye on it.
That's good. So you sometimes get distracted.
Oh, got a turner, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's a slow turner, isn't it?
I think he's coming. I reckon it's
backed
up.
Yeah, that'll be it. Yeah, I mean, they're going slow today, aren't they?
He is a bit overwhelmed.
Could have it. Nah.
Oh, no, I don't think we'll count that.
I don't think we count that. So the other thing this week, for those who are actually listening to hear something interesting, we have a guest on the show this week.
Yeah, we do have a guest.
What's his name? I think it's Fincham, isn't it?
Yeah, Fincham.
Fincham? Some of you might know Fincham. Some of you might not. We're going to be talking about Slack, a lot about Slack. We're talking a lot about Slack. But more generally, some of the kind of the evils of Slack and that kind of thing. We'll see where the conversation takes us. His profession, for those wondering, is a computer hacker. So it's kind of interesting to have a hacker on the show, you know?
Yeah.
Makes a good change.
It's a bit new.
We'll also make him watch some buses, so that's good. Okay, well...
This chat is pretty funny.
Yeah, it's pretty good. That guy just went through a red light. It was a car, though. It wasn't a bus.
Yeah. We only care about buses. This is the bus factor.
I think it's interesting.
It's not the car factor. If you want to start the car factor...
Competing show, the car factor. Also, I didn't start drinking early enough this week either, so it's really not working for me.
You introduced our speaker. Speaker,
lecturer. He's going to lecture you.
Oh, a lecture.
Consider all of these a lecture in some form.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, well, should we talk about something then from the list?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Which one should we talk about?
Well, I don't know. Do you have one you want to talk about?
We've got a lot on our list this time. A lot more.
I don't know if I'd call that. No, the list last time had heaps of stuff, remember?
Oh, yeah, but we only did a few things off the list.
Yeah. Well, I guess the problem this week is, of course, everyone is at Hacker Summer Camp.
Hacker Summer Camp.
Well, the news that we do hear is like, oh, that person's talk has been released.
Can we see that?
So, yeah, you see some walkers.
Oh, got to walk behind and in front of that car.
Yeah, that car. Oh, he's going through a red light. He just went through a red light on a green man.
So it's always hard to tell whether you should go or not. If you stay, then it's more exciting for the buses because then the buses just get angry. Oh, there's some beeping.
There's cars. Cars blocking the way.
There's a lot of cars.
Oh, wow. That was a lot.
There were three cars there. Yeah. You couldn't actually see it because it was in the close lane.
Yeah, so you guys probably also couldn't hear that, but there was angry beeps there. You probably saw the lights flashing. This is fucking hardcore. I could
potentially tweak that down slightly, but...
Tweak that down?
The camera.
Oh, no, the camera's fine. We don't want to tweak it. You've seen what happened last time.
That's pretty
red. That was very red.
Yeah, that's pretty rare. Do you want to update that number?
Update that kind of. You heard it here first on... What route was that? Could we see that? It was 5:12 p.m. anyway, for those who want to report that to the authorities. It's illegal. It is illegal.
It's good to report things to the authorities.
Oh, okay. Well, so, Hacker Summer Camp... Everyone's just releasing talks.
Hacker Summer Camp.
When you go to Vegas, right?
Do you want to explain it to some of our lesser known speakers?
Less learned listeners.
Or watchers.
That sounds weird now. Less learned listeners. it's when you go to Las Vegas.
We actually talked about this last week, didn't we?
We did. Everyone knows. Yeah. I don't know why we needed to explain it to them.
Oh, I suppose we don't. I like explaining things.
Yeah, but like important things, like the buses. That's important.
Yeah, buses are quite important. Oh, the noise there.
Messages. But like all the news that comes out this week is kind of just stuff that everyone talks about at Black Hat. Yeah, send them the link.
Oh, what is it off the top of your head?
twitch.tv/TheBusFactor. Also, you can find us on YouTube, youtube.com/TheBusFactor. And you can't find us on FM this week, but hopefully we'll get it all sorted next week.
We might have a different technology next week.
Yeah, well, we're thinking about doing like call-in, you phone-in of a POTS. Get it all done.
You hope.
How's about that list then, lads? No, we got a list. We got a list here.
I suppose we do just keep talking about our list, but we're actually...
Well, we haven't got very far on the show yet. It's only been 15 minutes. Okay, so it has been a long time. I was expecting to go faster this time, but I think the problem this week is that everyone who has some interesting news hoards it until Black Hat and DEF CON and then releases it.
Almost definitely.
And, I mean, most people, I guess it's not such a big issue in terms of patching because everyone's already patched this shit because they talk to vendors before they do it, generally speaking. But it's kind of interesting to think of, like, the InfoSec industry as kind of, like, hoarding stuff to then put at a conference where you can be like, look how cool I am. I don't know how. Like, I guess it's not, you know, you get it patched, but it's kind of a little bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're right there. You're listening to that rant?
Yeah, I was listening to that rant.
Yeah. I don't know. But the point is, it makes it fucking hard for us, isn't it? Like, I can see why some podcasts just don't run this week.
Yeah.
It's hard. There's not enough news.
It is quite interesting, that.
Yeah. Have we actually seen any news this week? Any news? There's been nothing, has there? The tail end of the Alpha Base stuff.
Yeah, it's not really that interesting, though, because, I mean, it was covered last week.
But no, it was. I'm trying to think. Nothing happened this week, did they?
Not really.
If I was the Shadow Brokers, this is the week I'd do it. Can you imagine? Chaos. Well,
there's a lot happening. There's a green man, and people are just going through that.
So I think the thing with the rain is there's more cars when it rains, because people drive. There's not more buses when it rains.
Yeah, there's not more buses. It's probably... same amount of buses. They might go slower because they're held up earlier in their routes.
Yeah, more people might be on them as well rather than walking. But
adds to delays and stuff.
You can see at this intersection especially, cars will block up the rest of the intersection. Whereas buses, they do it occasionally, but it's not worse when it rains because there's not more of them. Turners. I really want to see a Turner mow someone down. It's going to happen. I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet.
Well, that was close. That was close. We won't call that one, though.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't through a red light.
Oh, It's always good when you get a double turner. You remember those?
A double turner is pretty good. Well, to be honest, you don't need a double turner. What I think the optimal for me is turner followed by straight, followed by turner, followed by straight.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Because they have to slow, because each turner blocks one lane of traffic.
So. It's always interesting when the coming towards us. We don't really have a name for the coming towards us.
They're just buses, I guess.
Yeah. But when they're coming towards us and they don't stop for the turner, or there's a bit of cat and mouse going on.
Oh, yeah, they do tend to jump forward a little bit, stop a little bit, jump forward. You often get these buses crossing over into the intersection and then realizing they can't go anywhere.
Yeah, quite crossing over. It's interesting. Yeah. I guess we talked about that last week.
Yeah, it's always fun to look at.
So anyway, we were talking about people docking up their...
Oh. Yeah, but we do have something on our list. Let's talk about it. The ponies.
Yep.
And when I say let's talk about the ponies, it's not some rant. I just thought it might be interesting. My Little Pony? That's where the name comes from, right? Like, that's what it's a reference to. Yeah, I think they use ponies all over their branding. I'm going to bring up the ponies website on my personal computer here. Ponies. So we actually have some details.
Oh, I think we got something.
You reckon?
One more?
Nah. None of them.
That's close.
So they have been announced. The ponies have been announced. And I'm not going to talk about the ponies because I honestly don't give a shit about them. But we thought it might be interesting to go through some of the bugs here. Because the ponies, of course, are retrospective. So rather than people who are looking at stuff over the last... rather than people who are hoarding for Black Hat or DEF CON and not giving us any fucking news, these are all stuff in the past. So what did we have? We had a few items in the innovative bugs and innovative research, actually.
Yep, that's the one.
So what I was looking at the other day was the Ghost Telephonist exploit. Credit to some names I can't pronounce. I'm not going to disrespect them by trying. Looks like some kind of Chinese crew. They tend to do mad hacks these days. So I read a little bit of this one, and there's some interesting points to it, I guess. And I don't have the technical details, because this one has been released at Black Hat after saying all that. But it looks like what happens is, you know, when you're on 4G, LTE, you try and make a voice call, you actually can't connect to someone who's not on 4G. So they have to implement a bunch of technologies to kind of allow that connection to happen. And one of the ones that these guys were looking at, which I don't have the name here, I don't think. The way it works is you fall back to the 2G network as soon as you try and connect and make a call. So incoming call, your carrier will say, hey, fall back to 2G, make the connection. Or outgoing call, same idea. And it looks like there's a bug in the fallback thing. But I guess the two interesting things here is this most definitely is a security information thing, but it's not computers, right? It's mobile systems. So... we've seen a few times where you have an InfoSec researcher who looks at a different kind of system, like cell phones or something, and finds
anything not computers, really.
Yeah, anything not computers. And they tend to find bugs. And I guess maybe you can weigh in on this here, but it's probably because people in that industry, people in the mobile industry, they definitely do security, but they probably do a different kind of security to what InfoSec people do, and computer InfoSec people, I guess. Does that make sense? Why do we find different bugs?
Yeah, I mean, one thing I think about it is it is a lesser known thing, and like you have different vulnerability classes.
Yeah, and I guess the
less looked at. Like every kitty on the block does some web stuff. Well, this guy's waiting a for the
outlet.
Oh, did he just come off?
Nice. He's all right. He sparked.
He sparked. I don't know.
Yeah, the buses here are all on, what would you call it, electric? Trolleys that we call them?
Yeah, trolley buses.
Trolley buses.
I suppose they're electric. Well, they're like hybrids these days.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are, at least. They're not hybrid?
Not hybrid.
Our guest speaker is weighing in.
He's actually a guest expert.
In computer hacking, right?
And busing.
Well, you did have some bus stories. We thought we'd get you to share some bus stories as well.
Because we are the bus factor.
Yeah. Well, I think that exploit, in any case, I think the defense of it, I haven't seen the technical details, is live in a place with no legacy systems. I think that's the strongest defense.
Yeah.
I think that's good advice. Just don't have legacy systems and your world will be wonderful. So if you move there and it's good, let us know. That'd be pretty good. Should we bring on our guest speaker now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Come over, Mr. Fincham.
Oh, he can
oh, you want to stay sitting down? Hang on.
I'll give him this one.
You want to give him that one? Okay. Just doing a mic swap here.
Thanks very much, Hugh.
Okay, let me just grab my headphones and check the monitor levels to make sure you're going to be able to be heard once again. Okay, do some talking for us.
Well, I listened to the first half of the show.
You're going to need to hold the mic a lot closer.
I'm already sort of regretting agreeing to do this, but let's see how we go.
Okay. The compressor is cutting in and out the gate, so...
You know what? I don't care,
Steven. Shove it in your face. Shove it close.
This is your podcast, Steven. You can deal with the technical issues.
I can't. I didn't set up the order for this one.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay. Well, we'll let the chat people decide whether you can be heard. Okay, well, what are we going to bring you on to talk about? I thought we could start with a bus story.
Okay, sure. I love the bus.
Now, so I heard a story, and stop me if you don't want this one shared. You were on a bus once, and he took out a rubbish bin. Is that true?
I have been on a bus, and they did take out a rubbish bin.
Tell us a little bit. Tell us that story.
I mean, you've basically given a full summary of the story there. bus swung out of the bus stop to take off, and a bang and a shudder. It didn't seem to perturb the driver. And
he didn't stop?
Yeah.
He kept going.
Came over the radio a few minutes later that the bus had actually entirely removed a bin. it was great. I managed to snap a photo as I got off the bus. A bit of damage.
To the bus.
Yeah.
Didn't you never found the rubbish bin, I'm guessing?
No, the rubbish bin was right there. I mean, it didn't go far, but it...
Okay, yeah. Wow, that's a good story. So I guess the moral is buses don't just go through red lights. They also take out rubbish bins.
Yeah, I mean, they're big machines. So.
They're big machines, yeah. And they don't give a shit, you know. They're big machines who just don't care. They'll take out a rubbish bin. They won't even stop. Speaking of things that won't even stop, how about closed source systems? Not closed source, closed ecosystems, I guess. I guess this doesn't exactly relate to InfoSec in a direct way, but it does relate to technology, right? So over the last, I don't know, 10 years, you know, I'm not particularly old, it feels like what we've seen is a bunch of companies who come up and they basically, so they say, here's an open protocol, let's make a closed version of it. We have things like open protocols like IRC, we have things like Slack, and I'm sure there's other examples here, but the whole idea of a company that just starts up and kind of like hoards data and is closed, and it's kind of the antithesis of the early internet where everything was about being able to make your own stuff, right? Is that a fair assumption?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good summary of the current situation.
Yeah, and is it good or bad?
I'm against it for what should be pretty obvious reasons. I think.
Well, we'll talk about them because there are a lot of positives to this as well. So, what are some negatives?
Well, I guess one of the great things about the internet is it gave us a really good sort of democratization or dissemination of power. You know, anyone can participate in the internet. You can whack a computer in there and you can exchange packets with other people on the internet. And that's really one of the great strengths that allowed it to grow and prosper.
Yeah, but so think about Slack or something. Anyone can sign up for Slack.
Yeah, I guess my objection to Slack is that it essentially, as a product, right, the thing that the end user experiences doesn't really depend on the protocol that's used to implement the thing. So there's no real reason why the people who make Slack have to pick their own unique proprietary protocol that's specific to Slack.
They do allow IRC as a protocol, so you can connect to Slack over IRC, right?
I honestly don't know about that.
There's an IRC bridge, and it honestly makes me think that they have just taken like Unreal IRCD and put a web interface on it and been like,
this
is Slack.
You know that the people who made Slack have to have put a web server somewhere in there. They're not going to do anything as sensible as stick an IRCD in.
Well, no, I reckon they put an IRCD in originally with a web interface and were like, you know, people are going to like this better if we don't call it IRC, right? IRC it has like a strong user base, but no one uses it. The new things, or people tend not to, I guess, not normal people, right?
Yeah, I guess just the main thrust of my argument, if you will,
thrust,
is that it really doesn't matter what protocol you use to implement your chat system. So, what aside from a kind of deplorable greed is stopping you from using an open federated protocol to implement something like Slack?
Okay, so federated systems do have their own problems, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess, like, you definitely could implement Slack using IRC, but then it would just turn into an IRC server, you know? People don't want to do that. People don't want to use IRC. So if we take XMPP, for example, as another competing thing that could have been used here, all of the clients are completely horrible. These are not good clients.
Yeah, so if you're in the position that Slack is in, where you have the resources to make a nice chat client, it makes a lot of sense to me that you would implement that on top of something like XMPP. Yeah. I mean, if the main objection to the protocol is that the clients aren't that nice, build a nicer client.
Slack essentially is a client, aren't they? So
yeah, that's right. It makes a lot of sense to me to be building protocols and building upon protocols rather than building these walled garden implementations, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's one of the big differences these days is used to be protocols and now it's implementation driven, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, where's Slack going to be in 5 years' time?
Well, that's actually my favorite thing about Slack is I despise Slack completely for much the same reasons, but also just like a philosophical, I don't want to use what the cool kids are using. Well, I guess there's two things. Is that, like, I don't need a fight particularly hard against Slack itself. Oh, that was, it kind of just went through a red light. That was pretty bad. I don't need a fight against Slack itself because it's going to be gone really soon. Like, every other chat protocol, HipChat is, who the fuck uses HipChat anymore? You know, there were a bunch more. They just
The reassuring part about it is that they're probably inevitably going to go out of business.
But, of course, it doesn't matter because there's no I told you so for people who use Slack who lose all their data.
Yeah, that's right. That's the terrible thing,
they're
right?
They're just going to be like, well, we're using the new thing now.
Yeah, you can't be all neener, neener. I told you, sorry, all your data's gone. That's a pretty horrible position to be in.
Which, I mean, one of the things I've supported, and I think you've supported as well, is like archive.org, right? The idea that we're losing all of our data. And
yeah, I mean, archive.org is great. It's great that we have archive.org, but it's also a really clear sign that something is broken in the system, that there's this kind of one entity that swoops in and grabs all of your stuff.
Yeah, because there's no one else who can do it, no one else who wants to do it, and every system is designed to lose all its data.
Yeah, I think it's really like, you know, a lot of these systems that we have in tech these days, which are collecting up a lot of people's stuff, right? Free services that host things for people.
And more data these days as well. It's massive. Yeah,
those have only been around for, you know, a blink of an eye in terms of periods of human history. It's a lot more interesting to look at much longer running social institutions, things like libraries, for instance. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been around for thousands of years.
Yeah.
And look at the experience that they have and what they consider to be kind of the values around the culture that they have.
And compare it to the
kind of culture of impermeability and YOLO that we have in a lot of these tech institutions now.
Yeah, and I guess tech people kind of consider it an advantage that you can kind of, I think, move fast and fail is one of the things. But coupled with that is the idea of kind of like split out data and then delete it and carry on like it was never there. And they're like kind of the ephemerability, that's the word you can use.
Yeah, I think it comes back to, you know, a lot of problems that we have with the culture around technology at the moment come back to similar roots. And I think you can definitely see this as a symptom of the same kind of set of problems where the vast majority of people don't really understand technology and computers. They exist outside of the sort of realms of what they can make judgments about as to whether a thing is good or bad. And so as a kind of, you know, a warden of that ability, you have a certain, I feel, duty to make things that aren't going to dick people over.
Okay, but that is just basically you're telling people not to make money, right? Because the reason Slack has done what they have done, because they want money, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, I think if Slack was built upon XMPP, it would have exactly the same feature set. You could sell it in exactly the same way. How would the Slack people be disadvantaged by that?
But you're selling essentially a client at that point, right? So you're just saying, pay for my IRC client. How well did that work out for any paid IRC client? I'm guessing not good. I'm like, they still exist, but I don't think they're good. Not like Slack is, right? So by controlling every aspect of the interaction, you know, once you buy into Slack, that's it. They've got a guaranteed customer for life.
But you're also looking at pieces of software that were written, you know, 10 or more years ago, which didn't have the same kind of crazy Silicon Valley venture capital funding behind them that places like Slack have. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to discount the sheer power that those organizations have as a result of their, you know, huge numbers of workers available and huge amounts of cash that they've got.
Yeah. I just think, you know, like, at the end of the day, making closed things makes more money, right?
I like, that may even be true, but I don't know if it matters.
Well, it matters to businesses.
Sure.
And guess who makes the internet? Nowadays, I mean, guess who makes everything you use on the internet?
Yeah, but I don't know that you have to be providing things for a profit.
No, I guess you don't, but the people who do provide it for a profit have more money by nature of making more profit, so they can kind of control what happens, right? Like, you know, money is power. The guy who can pay for the better internet and whatnot, or rolling out your internet. We saw this with Facebook as well. They were doing their, like, free internet thing, I believe it was. And their free internet was essentially, you can use Facebook for free and some other websites that we like, and that's it. And that was their humanitarian thing. It's like restricted access that makes people think part of the internet is the whole internet.
Yeah, now that's a really interesting particular case study, because yeah. I know a lot of people have been very upset about this idea that, you know, you bring just Facebook to people and you normalize that and yeah. you don't give them full access to the internet. And I'm really on the fence about that one, because for those people, having access to Facebook is still a huge improvement over not having access to Facebook. I mean, Facebook is super evil, and I wouldn't wish it upon anyone, but it's still going to improve those people's quality of lives.
Yeah, yeah. I guess people look at longer term, though, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. You really have to be careful and yeah. consider the longer term in those situations. That's another situation where you bring the internet to a place and people can and will use Facebook. You're not really losing out by giving them access to the rest of the web.
Yeah.
You're just being a dick at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Okay, should we change up the topic here? Now, Hugh's been looking after the buses while I've been away. Have we had any red light runners? One more red light runner. So that's interesting. Oh, yeah, the one I pointed out. There was some interesting stuff happening there as well. Also, the chat's been, like, going off. So that's good, I guess. Do you want the mic? Yeah, okay, there we are. Sorry, just rearranged the mics.
Yeah, we've only got two mics.
Yeah.
We've actually spent quite a lot on kit this week.
Yeah, we did. Some of the audio interfaces we're using. Not to mention, like, the software, because it turns out Windows just doesn't do audio well, and this laptop doesn't do anything well.
That's not really surprised me, but...
Well, I guess it's surprising that the way around it is pay money, I guess. Like, I'm kind of used to... You know, my day-to-day job uses almost exclusively open-source stuff.
Yeah.
Intentionally. So I'm kind of like, oh, there should be an open-source thing for this. Sometimes there's not.
So one thing I wanted to talk about in the chat was someone saw a silver bus before.
Oh, yeah, because there are different bus companies here, isn't there? That's what it is.
So there are different bus companies. In reality, well, there's a silver bus, the Turner.
Oh, was he? Okay, tell me. Well, I don't actually know about the silver buses.
So there's only one bus company in Wellington. One company.
I thought there was like three.
NZ Bus. But, so there's the Go Wellington, there's the...
Mana buses? Is
Mana
that one of them?
Buses, well, like that side of the country and then the other side of Wellington. But the silver buses are actually Go Wellington buses, but they are ex-Auckland buses because they ran out.
Oh, yeah. Someone did tell me about this, actually.
So we do
actually
have more buses than we used to have. So there's more passengers.
Was it in Wellington? So I've lived in a few cities. I remember one of the cities I lived in. The cops went around to all the buses and they said, hey, half these buses aren't roadworthy. Stop running them. And then around 3 months later, they did the same thing and they were also running. And so they were like, you can't do that. And they took the buses off the road. Was that Wellington?
Don't think that happened in Wellington.
Could have been Hamilton. I was living there for a while.
Yeah, I have heard of it. Man, that left window really shows the cleanliness, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, you can see a lot of unclean windowness. Yeah. It's not super nice.
We didn't splash out this week to get a window.
Window cleaners are expensive. We're going to need a Patreon if we're getting a weekly window cleaning.
We have talked about a Patreon, but we haven't set it up yet.
Yeah, well, I figured none of you guys actually want to give us money, so...
Yeah. Oh, we've had a few more things. Oh, someone's first show. Hopefully you're enjoying it.
Yeah, hopefully it's good.
Data.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, of course, the other main topic that we need to still get to is more buses. How they haven't been super aggressive this week. It's 5:30. It's peak bus time.
Well, do you think they can see us?
I know they can because we had people waving to us last week.
Yeah, do you think the buses are seeing us, them radioing to the other buses to let them know?
Well, here's the thing. So we were going to try and tune into the bus radio. Oh, you didn't want this mentioned, but I'm going to mention it. I think it's worth doing.
Fair enough. I want to
listen to... Oh, look at this. There's a guy who's...
Oh, yeah. Hopefully he doesn't move.
With enough people walking...
You guys see it?
You can probably, you can see him clear. Oh, no, he's going. That's illegal for him to go now, by the way. I mean, he already broke the law. He's breaking it more, you know?
Yeah, so it's illegal to enter an intersection if there's no space on the other side. And once you're in it, it's definitely illegal to continue running it.
That being said, it is super, like, this intersection is just fucking horrible, especially at this time of night. You can't really blame the cars. The buses you can blame because they've actually got like a reasonably short distance to go. Those cars travel for ages before they get to this point in the intersection.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we've got like quite a lot less buses now. So we have changed the time.
Yeah, last week it was 4:30 we started. Today we started at 5 o'clock, which is 3 p.m. for the Australians, if there are any Australians around.
Do we have an exit time?
I wasn't in an hour. An hour's good. Last time we went for an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, I think it was hour and 20. It might have been an hour and 30. How was your nana?
It's good, good. So she, interestingly, one of the things she rang about was, we'll talk about two of them. One of them was that Vodafone have a system where you don't need outgoing authentication on your SMTP if you're running on Vodafone internet or something like that. Our guest hacker here is telling us every ISP has that, which is dumb. Why don't you just make your clients, like, do it? Hand him a mic. Here we are.
Because, Stephen, that's how we always did things.
Why, though?
And if you turn on authentication for the SMTP server for your ISP, you're going to get, like, 10,000 calls to your help desk.
No, but it's better to be auth. You have to auth to pull down your email. Just make the, just turn it on. Like, just do it. Okay, so
the way we do things these days is we do block port 25 outbound on ISP networks because, good God, that's a lot of spam otherwise, right? So you have to route everything through your ISP's mail server if you want to use port 25.
Yeah.
Right? And a lot of people are still not on the port 587 submission bandwagon, so their only real option is talk to their ISP's mail server over port 25.
Yeah, but okay, so as an ISP, like, when you introduce the new email, like, you know, when you migrate to spark.co.nz for email, you know, because Telecom changed, enforce it from then, right? Just it's no less legacy. Why is so much legacy?
I'm not sure what you're saying, Stephen.
I just mean, like,
it's part of the deal, basically. You run an ISP, you have to have an SMTP relay box that people can not auth when they use your IP space. It's
that's horrible.
Yeah, I know, it sucks, but at least it lets you see how much spam is getting out.
Yeah, okay.
And you can go track down the, like, caravan parks that are full of infected Windows XP boxes and cut them off at the source. Yeah.
Well, so she had that issue, but now the reason she had it was she's still with, I think it's Vodafone, but she switched to like a 3G hotspot. I'm very proud of her. We're the 3G hotspot. But on the 3G network, you do need an auth, I believe. So the issue is just better to take that box.
Yeah, I guess 3G networks are probably new enough. They don't have to do that legacy fixed line, you know, ISP baggage.
Yeah, which
stuff.
Is my point, I guess. That was what I was trying to say. It's like, just when you upgrade from legacy, also implement authentication, which I guess is what 3G's done. Or for some reason. He was just getting excited about Eterna then, but there wasn't Eterna.
I get excited easy.
Yeah, don't I know it. There was another issue she had. Now, I thought this one was interesting. She was nervous because Chrome was remembering her passwords.
Ooh.
Yeah, so she sent her computer away to be fixed, comes back, Chrome is remembering passwords. She was very nervous and she thought it was bad. And I think it's, I don't know, like, I'm not a usability person, but I wonder what the usability implications are of people who use your product are afraid they've been hacked because you remember passwords.
So how do you remember your password?
I use the Chrome Password Manager, actually, which, I mean, it has positives and negatives, you know? Like, some people don't really like using it. For me, I'm just like, it's synced everywhere and it works reasonably. You know, To be honest, I trust Google not to be hacked or not to be vulnerable so much more than I trust, like, LastPass or any of those cloud companies who get hacked all the time.
Oh, did you see that guy? He just fucking ran forward.
He did, but I think he's still okay, right?
He was on a red. He was stopped.
Oh, so he jumped forward. He jumped forward. Gotcha. Oh, this guy's indicating. What do you reckon he's up to?
Or do you reckon he's going to try a weird turn?
No,
I'm not sure a bus
wouldn't fit. Oh, you guys can't see him indicating. So behind this purple bus, there's another bus. He's indicating.
Oh, man. Imagine if we had a better camera for everything we see.
Well, yeah. Well, think about it. I mean, we're going to get, you know, we need the Patreon. The Patreon's going to give us enough money to buy this shit. Oh, my God. It's red. Our internet, office internet, Okay, so our office internet is not great.
How's the video Jesus. For people?
It's quite bad.
Oh, it's... oh, no, that's something.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, so is someone doing something over Wi-Fi? Okay, well, this laptop is like, it's like a bandwidth issue anyway. If you can still hear us. Oh, the buses haven't gone yet, so we're okay.
Yeah.
There's no way to fix this because it's dropping down to 20 kilobytes a second. Sorry? Okay.
Right, yeah, so you should be able to see him now. He's indicating.
And
he's not turning.
He's not turning. That would be crazy if he was turning.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Knocked down a few poles.
Yeah. Okay, so so here's the other thing. We might have to upgrade like laptops at some point because
who read that line?
Yeah, well, it's getting down to like 20 kilobytes a second. You can't lower bandwidth to that. That won't be okay. Well, it is going to be uploaded on YouTube after, so.
Yeah, we'll be on YouTube, and we're looking at setting up a podcast RSS feed as well at some point.
Someone needs to sign up to Apple stuff for that, which no one likes Apple. Yeah.
It'll get done.
She's going to do it at some point. Oh, what was the time? Have we got anything to talk about? Well, we were talking about something, weren't we? I can't remember what it was.
You just finished talking about
password managers. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's interesting. Get those problems.
Should we talk about buses again?
We just did. We haven't stopped. Look how good Bob there.
I suppose. Yeah,
it's pretty far back.
It's quite far back. Not sure what. It could be her.
Could be her. That's true. Is a bus
driver?
Near a bus driver. Trying to figure out gender neutral bus driver. It's already gender neutral.
What's the French word for it?
I don't know if they have a word for bus driver. I don't know the word for bus. That's bus driver? That's train driver as well, right?
Just driver.
Conductor. We kind of use that in English as well.
We use it for trains, not really much for buses. We should do a train factor sometime.
We don't have any trains. How are we going to do that?
We could just go sit on a train and do that.
Like on a train? That's red.
I would call that red. I think that's red. So he started on the orange bit. Remember, it's about 3 second delay from where he started. So we'll bump that up. We haven't had a red runner in a while.
Yeah, we haven't. I reckon they know. They're surely not. Like, so here's the thing, guys. This was so much worse before we did the bus factor. It was really bad. They were just doing it all over the show. Oh, jeez.
Oh, we've actually had a request for a call-in for a DEFCON 1 day 1 update.
I don't think we're going to be able to get that working. No. The problem we're going to have is the bandwidth. Like, if it's already dropping out, I don't think that's going to be good. Yeah, everyone's complaining about the stream dying. Sorry, someone's just talking. They can't hear you, so. No dead air. Not a dead air. Mm-hmm. We don't have any of the gear to do that. So we're saying we could plug into some of the audio inputs. We can do it next week. We can do call-ins
next
this week.
Every week we'll have a new feature. Oh, we've got a bit of a block up there.
No other bus is gone, which is good. Yeah, so the blocks are interesting. What's that guy up to? He stopped.
Maybe someone jumped on.
Like there?
Maybe he's having a nap. I love how he like indicated left and indicated right.
Well, no, he clearly stopped for some reason. Weird. Maybe someone wanted to get off.
It's quite narrow. I suppose it's what you're meant to do.
Yeah.
All right. So the stream's up for some people, down for some people.
It's not. Still. Yeah, it's like orange. Sorry about that. That's an internet issue at that point. Which we are meant to be getting new internet, but our boss talked about
some point.
No, our boss talked about like.
If we get a Patreon up, we might get...
Oh, yes, enough money and we could get a fancy Patreon internet. So it's pretty nice.
Fancy Patreon.
I'll take fancy Patreon internet.
What do you reckon we should talk about now? Do you reckon I should talk about my experience last night? Or not worth it?
Nah, wait. You have an ongoing complaint with the police about that, don't you? I don't know what the rules are about talking.
Yeah, potentially I shouldn't do that.
I wouldn't.
It involves buses, though.
It does involve buses. It's very,
very
relevant.
Very much involving buses.
Yeah.
Maybe next week.
I think we're out of topics. No, look at that. That was just easy. That was a biker and a car? Yep. don't know where they come from.
Yeah, must have just pulled out. Oh, this guy pulled four pretty heavy.
Yeah, he's over the line. This guy's over the line. So he's breaking the law. But it's not too bad.
Yeah, so you see that's a green month. So that's the mana, I think. Oh, Newlands, no, that's right? The Newlands, Newlands, yeah. Whereas the one behind the yellow is just the Go Wellington.
Yeah, so those are all owned by NZ Bus, is that right?
Yeah, pretty much every bus is owned by NZ Bus.
Yeah, yeah. The bus routes and everything as well, or just you mean the buses themselves?
The buses themselves and the bus routes.
Why do they split it up? Drivers. Why do we have three different bus people?
I don't know. It's kind of confusing. It makes it hard when you do actually file complaints.
Yeah, because you don't know who.
So each individual website just says go to this other website to file complaints and go to the other. So I actually complained about a bus today for unrelated reasons that we're not talking about this week.
Yep, yep.
And if you go to the Airport Flyer website, and under complaints, it says go to the Metlink website and look for complaints. And they don't actually have a complaint section.
Oh.
So I just sent an email to the info at Metlink. Oh, this guy's stopped pretty forward as well.
He's about lined up.
But yeah, it's actually quite hard to make complaints about
buses. It's almost like buses don't give a shit about complaints, right? Like, it seems like that.
Yeah, I guess I've had some experience with this.
Have we had any people in Wellington who have ever complained to buses and had anything other than, we're really sorry?
Yeah, right? Hit us up on the chat if you have ever... Oh, Transit is going to take over... Oh, yeah, I have heard about that. There's also a French company in the works.
Do you want to read out the full sentence so people know what you said?
Transit is going to take over from NZ Bus or something, right? On the chat. So there is that, and there's also a French company that might take over from the train.
Didn't something like that already happen in Auckland and it fucked everything? Or was that Sydney? Somewhere's like had... Was it here? I'm sure I've heard about companies taking other companies and just screwing everything up, right? Like, that's a thing that happens.
Yeah, it is kind of hard. I mean, one thing it's kind of weird. So, Metlink operates all the buses in Wellington, as well as all the trains in Wellington, and Metlink is owned by the Greater Wellington Council. So, it's basically the city council. Well, the regional council is looking after our buses.
Yeah, but that seems like a reasonably good idea. Like, I'm not opposed to that.
But then they don't actually have any direct say over the bus drivers themselves. So if you send a complaint,
they just
forward it to NZ Bus.
Okay, I gotcha.
And then it might take 2 weeks before you hear back.
I mean, the council could deal with it though, right? The council could say, like, hey, if you don't shape up your drivers, we're going to give the contract to someone else.
Oh, they could.
Like, practically, they couldn't do that.
They won't. It's a bit of a monopoly because it is just one company. I mean, you can take it from the name NZ Bus.
Okay, but
there's
alternative bus company, the Bus Factor.
How good are you at driving buses?
Can't be that hard. Go through red lights, hit cyclists.
I'm good at knowing how to drive buses well, but I'm not that good at actually driving a bus.
Yeah, so you know how to do it, but you've not done it, yeah.
Speaking of cyclists, they do actually from time to time do a workshop where the bus drivers swap with cyclists. Apparently they do this 4 times a year.
So the 3 bus drivers who do this are like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't knock down cyclists anymore. And the rest are like, fuck it.
Pretty much. It's actually quite frightening when a bus tries to knock you down off your bike.
Yeah, I've heard.
Speaking from experience. But we'll talk more about that next week, mate.
Someone said bitching on Twitter about their drivers at least gets a reply. It does sometimes.
Doesn't for me anymore.
Yeah. I've some people
clearly been put in a black book.
Yeah. We actually tweeted at one of the bus companies last week to listen to the Bus Factor. They didn't do it, so...
Yeah, well, they might have.
That's true. We've got to bring one of the viewers there. They didn't talk, though. They might have watched it and been, you know, radioed over the bus. Don't do it. Don't do it through any red lights.
Yeah, pretty much. So when we were actually setting up this podcast, I mean, this has been an idea in the works for a couple of months now.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We were actually wondering whether it would solve anything or just fix this one intersection.
I think fix the one intersection is what it's, if anything, it's doing that.
Yeah.
Because
it might. Who knows?
Bus drivers don't care enough, you know? But the other thing is, like, it's a little bit unfair to just say bus drivers don't care.
Because
they have bosses and their bosses don't care. Their bosses are like, bosses are never going to say go through red lights, but they're going to say, there was a walker that took too long.
Yeah, so they took too long, but like, so someone's still crossing the road. say you were driving a car and someone's crossing the road, they're not meant to be still crossing. Would you A, just go for it, or
me?
B,
me personally, or what? Like, are you asking me the correct answer or what I would do?
Well, go for you first.
Me first, okay.
Would you wait for them to finish crossing the road, or would you just go down?
Okay, I beat my horn and like get close to them, because like I just, you know, like I'm all for not going through red lights. I was going to say not breaking the law, and that's very not true. I'm break the law as much as you want.
This again.
But don't go through red lights, okay? Whoa, there was like a weird reflection there.
That was a weird flash.
What is that? Is this like behind us?
Oh, maybe a bus sparked it.
Oh, yeah, weird.
It off things. Oh, okay. No.
So I run down people. I don't run down people. I want to run down people. I want to run them down. Like, if you go through if you cross when you're not meant to, and it's my turn to go, like, well, screw you.
What if it's green, but you just take a long time to cross?
Okay, if you're an old person?
Yeah.
Sure. What if you start late and you're just a drunk cunt?
Yeah,
no,
I suppose if
nothing.
You're crossing on the flashing red and then it turns solid red, then
yeah, that's like, yeah. Flashing red means don't cross. I often do cross, but I'll always. So I walk the same route every day, so I know for the most part what I should be doing.
So if you hit them with a car, it probably wouldn't do as much damage as if you hit it with a bus, right?
Oh, I mean, it's. So I was once stopped, yeah, I guess.
I was once a passenger in a bus, and the bus driver tried to run someone down. Similar
they
to that
always
situation.
Try and run people down. They make a sport of it.
And they were yelling abuse at the person as they did it. And when I got off, I said, I hope you actually hit someone one day, then you'll have to live with it for the rest of your life.
Fuck me, that is brutal, isn't it?
They were not so impressed, but everyone was like, holy shit, he said that.
It is so brutal. Though, like... Yeah, like, I guess so. I don't actually want to kill someone, but I want them to think they're going to die. You know, like, that's what I want. No, I don't want to kill someone by running them down. If I kill someone, it'll be, like, intentional and slow and torturous. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, young, enthusiastic bus drivers who still care about doing a good job, of which I'm sure there are. There are probably many of them.
There's some, but it's probably a very small minority.
You guys have counted how many buses there are. There's almost a constant flow, at least, like, four every lights.
It will slow down.
Maybe every minute or something when it's at peak time. Five a minute, half an hour, that's a lot of bus drivers.
Yeah.
So the chance of them being like wanting to not murder people, not super high.
Well, I guess that's probably a good amount of murder speak. Should we look at our list?
Okay.
I mean, we are the bus factor, but
we can talk about. I'm going to point at it. I've got to reach over.
Yeah, that one looks good. It is next on the list.
It is next on the list. We're just going through the list sequentially.
Really,
we could have skipped ahead, you know? Buses is first on the list. We talked about that. Talked about the ghost attack.
There was a walker in front of a bus. Oh,
was there? Gee, yeah. Brave. That person there? Yeah.
Yeah, walking down there.
Oh, brave. I try and avoid death. You know, some people don't.
Some people don't. I mean, as we said a couple of weeks ago, it did happen.
Yeah. So we got some other items here from the ponies, which is in the most innovative research section. got conversations going on. In the most innovative research section, there was I'll go through the list because it's kind of interesting to look at what I actually don't know who does the nominations for the ponies, but the list here includes American Fuzzy Lop, that's AFL, by Michael Zawalski, I think is how you say it. This is the fuzzer thing with the bunnies and the fuzzers. The next is the ghost telephonist, which is the thing we talked about, kind of like a 4G, 2G hijack thing. The next one was ASLR on the line. And this, come on with the, we'll go through the ones. The next one was Boxbone Reloaded. Boxbone? Oh, my coworker is very silly. A privilege escalation based on double fetch conditions in kernels. That's fine. That's fine. Our guest is leaving. He's allowed. We're not holding him hostage. He's allowed to leave when he likes. Bye. Do you want to say something before you leave? You don't have to. Thank you for coming on the show anyway, Fincher.
Yeah, you're very welcome. It was interesting to discuss some of the issues.
Yeah, I hope the listeners enjoyed it as well.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Catch you next time we have you on the show.
See you
or
next
not.
Time. We'll look forward to all the bus stories.
Yeah, we do have. She shared a bus story. It was very good. Then the last one here was the Drama Exploit, which is actually like a, I don't know if you call it a variant, a something based off the Rohammer stuff, but works on mobile. And now the thing, open it for me. When I opened.
The Why next, can't you open your own beer, Steven?
I've got one hand. How am I meant to open it? The next one is the Drama, which we talked about. Now, the thing that's interesting, I think, is looking at the last three of these. They're all hardware exploits. Not exactly hardware exploits. Like, they all rely on software, of course. But so ASLR on the line works to do with the MMU caching stuff, paging, caching, all of that kind of stuff. There's no way to fix it. You can't fix CPU caches beyond disabling them, I guess, which isn't practical. Modern computers won't work without CPU caches. The Drama one is caused by, you know, the pushing the limits of our RAM until it, like, we run into physics problems at that point. So it's another kind of performance-based problem.
What sort of physics?
I have no idea.
Can't just say running physics problems and not know what it is.
I believe it's to do with the density of the cells we're putting in there. When you try to set and retrieve bits, it kind of leaks into the other things. It leaks back and forward into adjacent cells, something like that.
Yeah, that sounds physicsy.
Yeah, it's very physicsy. I don't know.
You should go into physics.
You reckon? I'm already in buses. I can't switch to physics.
Oh no!
Can you guys not do that while we're doing this?
We've now. Someone's actually vacuuming.
Someone is clearly either too drunk or has the mental mind of a 10-year-old. So,
oh no, they stopped vacuuming or started. Yeah, no.
Not stopping.
Should we put on our guest speaker of
the Roomba?
The Roomba.
No, he's not very interesting to talk about.
Sorry about that, listeners.
He does beep and speak French. He actually speaks French as well. So
he very rarely speaks French. Only when he's like really stuck.
Oh yeah, that's when we want to hear him speak French. I don't know. Anyway, the point is, I think it's interesting that three of the five are hardware issues. Maybe four or five. I can't remember how many it was. Do you think we're going to see more of that, Hugh?
No, I was just checking a number.
No, I mean the Pony Awards. Do you think we're going to see more hardware issues?
Yeah, I'll say it's a common thing. It's gone through the years.
Yeah, but do you feel like the rate that we're seeing them is increasing, decreasing?
I'd say it's almost constant.
Like, almost constant, you reckon?
Yeah.
Okay, think back five, because I honestly haven't been following this for long. Think back 5 years. What kind of hardware issues do we have then?
So back 5 years, there was some, like, not sure how many years back it was, but there was the crypto ones.
The crypto ones?
So
the kind of the side channel attacks?
Yeah, the side channel crypto, like you listen to how fast, well, you don't listen to how fast the CPU is going, but you can get off like any radiation. I'm not too sure on the exact details.
You talking about the RF leakage stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So yeah, we have seen that for a while. I guess we saw Tempest as well, which
is Tempest was
exactly the same kind of thing. I guess Tempest has a wider scope. Yeah, okay, I guess you're right. I guess it has stayed kind of constant. I don't know, maybe it's being brought to the forefront now. With Tempest, of course, no one saw the results of Tempest. You know, that was like a program. People are seeing Rohammer. That's been done in the public sphere.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and a lot of that kind of research these days about the noise attacks where you can listen to a CPU and retrieve keys and stuff. It's always interesting as well. Hey, well, it's 6 o'clock now. Do we have any other topics we want to talk about?
We had a couple more. We've also got the buses.
Buses haven't been doing anything.
They've been pretty quiet.
It feels like we're just lying to you when we say that they're way worse when we're not here. One day we might do a stealth camera. I reckon a stealth camera would get them. So we'll put the blinds down but leave the camera up.
We could actually do that now, but then we won't be able to see.
We won't be able to see, and then... then we'll have to be stuck with that horrible, horrible video footage that you guys have, and we just can't put up with that.
Yeah. We require full, real life.
Yeah, because we're the we gotta hype it. We're like hype men for buses.
We have actually closed one of the curtains so you can't see it. Although I think you can see our reflection.
Nah, because like it's the first one. Yeah, no, you can't.
Oh, you can see my arm.
You can.
Yeah, so I'm on it.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Because there's two layers of windows there, as you can see. We haven't just put the camera really far back from those windows. Those are outer windows.
But we haven't cleaned that last one window. So how many red light monitors did we get?
Six. Which, so how many we got? Eight last time?
Yeah, I think it was eight last time.
But we got like three of them.
We got three during the technical difficulty. And, this time we had two before we started.
Two before we started, La Santé. Yeah. I feel like that's when we're going to get them. We're going to get most when we're not here.
So I guess one thing we could ask the listeners is what sort of showtime would you like for this to be?
Yeah, showtime. Also, I guess you answer that one first is probably more important. What do you want to hear us talk about? I thought that little bit with our old mate Finchie went okay.
Yeah.
Someone said they enjoyed it. I guess you can take it towards an InfoSec place or a less InfoSec place and just more tech.
Yeah. I mean, I run the user group and it varies heavily what we talk about every month.
You also sometimes get one people going and sometimes five people.
One.
Sometimes you get two?
Ranges from about 6 to 12.
Six is the minimum, really?
Three to 12.
3 to 12, that sounds more realistic.
Well, you got
to
have the speaker, the man who opens the door, and myself.
Yeah, okay, so you always get three.
But yeah, what sort of time would people like this show to be airing?
Well, that being said, I mean, you want to talk about that last thing?
We could.
Well, I'm kind of ambivalent to the situation.
I mean,
I haven't drunk enough to be really into it.
Oh, like, did you want some more beer?
Some whiskey? What is this? Yeah. Who brought this whiskey into the office? Island single malt scotch whiskey.
Yeah, I did actually.
You did? Jeez.
Yeah, there's actually another thing I've got on tonight. I'm kind of double booked.
Oh yeah, you did mention you had something this afternoon as well, but you didn't go to it.
Oh yeah, I had to work. Oh, there's some beeping.
Don't know what they were beeping at that time.
Not sure what for.
Well, yeah, if you're in Wellington, the I think it's the Women's Refuge is. You can probably see them there by the ATM, the little blue ANZ thing. They're looking for donations today, so if you're in Wellington, give generously and all that.
So I'm actually drinking whiskey now because last week I bought the beer.
Yeah. Oh, we out of beer, are we?
And this week, I can't recall who bought the beers.
This is your beers still.
Yeah.
Yeah, you told me to buy beers like 10 minutes before the show started.
Oh, maybe like a few hours. But
no hablo español.
Sí.
Je ne comprends pas français.
Je ne parle français maintenant.
Oh, I couldn't pick up that last word.
Maintenant?
Maintenant? Nah, no idea.
Now?
Drink some red wine. Oh, that takes me back.
Yeah, we haven't got any wine in the office.
We tend to have a lot of wine, but we drink it quite quickly and a lot of it. Here's the problem with wine. Maybe
very
this is
easy
just
to
me.
Drink.
It's very easy to drink. And one bottle of wine isn't the right amount of wine. The right amount of wine is a bottle and one glass. That's the perfect amount of wine. But you can't leave a bottle empty. Like, you can't only drink a bottle, like a thing of wine. You got to drink all of it.
4:30 to 5 seems good. Oh, that's very short. Gotten bored of the day's main work. The laugh zone out.
Yeah, old mate Finchie's pretty. He is well spoken and he cares more about sounding professional than we do. So.
Oh, he definitely cares a lot more.
I like that, though. It's always good to have a little bit of professionalism in the show.
He doesn't drink the beers before. Did you notice?
Well, I didn't drink it before either. Well,
drink it during.
Yeah.
And you always complain about not drinking enough.
Yeah. Need to be more, less sober for it. The other problem is that the optimal
more
show
or less sober.
Is
when the buses are just fucking up all the time.
No, we want the buses to fuck up between topics.
Yeah, it would be good if they did nothing while we're talking.
Whoa, there's a bus going in that direction?
Oh, this is new. This is new.
I don't think he's got a trailer as well.
Oh, there's some beeping. Oh, so someone stopped.
And they were beeping at pedestrians? Oh, like, fuck you. That's his problem.
Hopefully they stay.
Nah, they're not going to.
Oh, it looks like they are.
Nah, they're not. He's going now. Look. He's just waiting for people. Yeah. buses.
Unlucky. Well, I say unlucky. It makes for better traffic, but makes for lost thing.
Yeah, so the optimal thing is kind of, we talk a topic, a bus crashes and murders someone. We talk about that for a bit. You know, back to our topic.
This new listener. He's saying we're, like, pretty good. This show's going to go somewhere.
Well, I'm telling you, 10 years when we're at the party in Vegas.
Speaking of anniversaries of thing.
Yeah?
Should we play a little something? Because something's...
I have no idea what you're referring to. No, no, Jesus, no.
Could be a good outro
tell them, song. Tell them about it.
You can't tell people what's going to happen.
What about the finger bus?
I suppose we could play.
Yeah, it needs more number plate recognition. This is the other thing. Yeah. We're going to open CV the shit out of this.
We are just going to automate our complaints.
Yeah, so every time a bus goes through a red light, boom, emails a complaint. We're going to leave it running 24/7. Anytime a bus goes through a red light, OCR on the number plate, OCR on the route, timestamped, you know, send a short video to the police and to Metlink and to NZ Bus. And, of course, wait 6 months, 3 months, however many months.
See if it changes.
See if it changes. Do a FOIA, okay? They're called OIAs here, I think. And ask them how many complaints they've received, how many have they done something about. How amazing would that be? They'd be screwed. Right.
Yeah, I mean, even without the number plate recognition, I wonder whether we will see more or less bus
red just light from doing this?
Just from doing the
show. We've seen less already. Like, last week...
Well, you can't really say going from 8 to 6 is statistically significant.
No, I mean, there was less last week than there was the week before when we weren't podcasting.
I guess, yeah.
Like, I reckon, like...
But, like, are we making a change? Or is it just because they can...
It's because...
Should we wave?
No, don't. Ooh, I don't like waving. What if someone waves back? It'd be weird.
Oh, yeah. I think they saw us.
Who? Who's they?
Nah, they
didn't. You mean? You're just weird. I don't want her to see us. She can probably tell. She's... Stop it.
Yeah! She waved. Yeah, so that was our first wave. Well, we had a waiver last time.
We did have a waiver.
We got to get another waiver.
I said, look, these cars just...
That girl's going to be like, what is happening in that office?
We can, when we get the FM right, we can put a sign up. It's fewer, not less red lights. They're actually uncountable because they go on forever. There's an infinite number of red lights. So I can't count them. Therefore, there's less red lights.
I think he means red light runners.
Well, no, they also go on forever. All the
you
time.
Could get it down to zero.
Yeah, no.
Ideal world.
You can get down to zero water, but water's not countable.
That's so not the same thing.
What happens if it goes through half a red light? What then?
I don't think
is it more or less red?
Yeah, no, but I'm saying
if it changes to red just at the end, that's less red lights than if he was at the start.
Yeah, but we could get down to
Mr. Liam OWTF. Screw you. I don't buy
it's
this.
Oh, that guy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
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 Is that guy in Vegas or?
No, I don't think he is. I mean, he's watching the stream. He's clearly not in Vegas. He'd be
there's one Vegas guy parties. In Vegas.
One guy? You mean our coworker?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think some of his coworkers are in Vegas as well, actually. I mean, people go to Vegas, just not.
Yeah, us. I mean, I was in Vegas last year.
I don't want to go to Vegas. I could have gone to Vegas.
Vegas is quite nice.
Isn't it? No, it's like hot. I couldn't even handle Sydney.
It is really hot.
Yeah, don't like it. Too hot for me.
What's that look for?
What look?
That look.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You gave me a look.
I'm looking at the buses. All right, look, I think we end the stream now.
Are we going to go?
Yeah. Oh, what just happened?
Turn off?
I think a light did. We can go back and watch. I think Street lamp.
Ooh, man.
Isn't that what they called? Street lamp?
I call them street lights.
I feel like both are acceptable.
Yeah, but it's interesting you have a different term.
It was spur of the moment. I don't know.
Well, yeah, spur of the moment brings out the what you've been brought up on.
No, I don't think it does.
I guess Hamiltron has street lamp.
No, I feel like street lamp's the American version. I'm not.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, there's people down in the alley.
Yeah.
We occasionally hear voices. Oh, that's like...
Okay.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, you wouldn't. Let's end the stream, shall we?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Can you see, hang on, before we do, can you see into that building, the other building over there, where you can see people walking around?
Oh, wait, above the fix.
Oh, you kind of can. If we had a high quality camera, you'd be able to see into their office. Yeah, well, above the fix.
It used to be a computer gaming.
Internet cafe, is that particularly cafe? Yeah, it did. Might still be it. I don't know. We can see into there.
Do they look like nerds?
Someone walking around. People don't tend to look quite bright for
internet cafe, though.
Yeah, you got like a dingy and dank.
There's actually a few more buses, but yeah.
Well, 6.11, it is tapering down now. Waning.
Yeah, like when we've got a green and nothing going. Can we even see the light still on the stream? Oh, yeah, it's in the middle. In a different place from last week.
Yeah, it's moved. Better camera angle. Okay,
shall we
turn it off now?
Look it over to our outro music, which hopefully sounds a lot clearer.
Yeah, last week we just held it up to the microphone, so, you know, that probably didn't sound great. Hopefully it's better. Anyway, hope you've enjoyed this episode of The Bus Factor with special guest Fincham.
Yeah, this stream will be on YouTube and couple days, probably Monday,
hopefully,
and we'll also try and get it up on iTunes.
Oh, iTunes, yeah, I get an RSS feed going, and of course FM. yeah.
Any other news items?
I don't think so. Pay us lots of money. If someone wants to send us like $500, we can get the camera fixed.
We should probably set up a Patreon before
I just prefer like asking for donations.
Should we ask people to set up a Patreon for us?
No, then we won't get the money. Oh, look at this.
Oh, Turner
was going slow.
I think that's it there.
Yeah, no, the buzzers have stopped. Okay, well, this outro song is Vingabus by Parallel. Free Creative Commons MP3.
Yeah.
You download a hard copy, because if this gets taken off YouTube for some reason, we're going to be screwed.
I'm sure we'll find it.
Yeah. He's done lots of music. Rockford, we could do a different one. No, well, this is the Bus Factor theme. Okay.
Covered in oil. That could be a good one if we see it crash.
Covered in oil, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one, yeah. We got to get a sample book going. Okay. Probably going to get off now. Hope you guys all have a lovely weekend, or if you're listening to this later, a lovely day, week, whatever.
And try not to get hit by any parcels.
Yeah, like Hugh has had happen.
We're not talking about that till next week. Next remember? Week,
okay, we'll talk about that next week.
Open police investigation.
Yeah, okay. Okay, bye.